When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hola, friends. This is a podcast about shame. And I know it's one of the most destructive emotional forces because it can define a false sense of your identity and it can affect the course of your entire life because what it does is it creates this cycle that you continue to perpetuate and it doesn't have to be that way. So if you're holding on to something you did as a result of somewhat primitive emotions like fear or self-loathing or selfishness, if you want to think of it that way, or if you are stuck with something that hurts you and you feel defines you as bad or undeserving of love, know that you didn't have the tools at the time to act in accordance with your values. And know that it's a terrible place to be today because it means you're holding on to something you don't have to hold on to. And it's knowledge of something that is causing you a lot of pain. So I would like to offer a frame by which to examine that pain. Because it's hurting you because it's betraying your values. And that is the most important part of it. You're the one that's getting the most hurt. And so when it comes to letting go of shame, I know it's controversial to say this, but you have to do it for you. You have to make it right with yourself. It has to be about you and self-love and making it about the good of your life and your relationships. Because being able to be present in your life is what gives it its value. And the goal in itself, just to understand yourself and be present in your life, will lead you to everything else you need. And that includes making it right with everyone else. So just start there. Don't worry about what is required of you in the future or repercussions or any of that. Just start with deciding to be whole and know yourself, just to understand yourself and to grow the understanding for yourself, because whether or not you realize it, there is a logical set of conditions that set the stage for whatever it is that you did that you don't want to look at, or whatever it is that you don't want to look at, that you feel ashamed of. Because burying shame is deciding to keep it, and in the scheme of life experiences, the shame-causing emotions, for the most part, are fear, low self-worth, self-hate, extreme pain, depression, and they're all very universal. So regardless of what you've done, know that you have an opportunity to change that today. You can decide that you want to feel good about yourself and be confident in who you are. And just work on the simple learning. I don't mean that you should figure out how to rationalize why whatever it is okay, because that is obviously just going to lead you into taking in this betrayal of self as a layer to who you are. It's like almost creating a Band-Aid made out of lies. I mean learning about the roots and educating yourself about all of the different contributing layers to whatever it is, this thing, whatever this thing came about, because it didn't happen by accident and it didn't happen because you wanted it to. It happened because of very, very specific factors that layered on top of one another. And many of the experiences that scar us the most are based on myths that we live out about who we are, and they cause us to act as that person. And in the process, we hurt ourselves. So it's a painful, wasteful cycle to stay stuck inside. So you can confront the motivations and the emotions because they're basic, they're universal. Things like fear, low self-esteem, self-hate, desperation, extreme pain. So sometimes it's the belief that'll catalyze the action. I'm the type of person that's bad, so therefore I will probably mess up. So that belief will actually set the stage for somebody to mess up more. If you think you're going to mess up, you'll likely mess up. In other cases, it's just a lack of a connection to yourself that will create the actions. And then those actions create the belief. So what I mean is, if you have a lack of trust with yourself, you will assume anything is possible. So if you're completely disconnected from what's going on inside of you, like, for example, say you severed connection to yourself and your feelings because you went through an intense pain or a very traumatic experience very early on. Because you have been so disconnected and numbed from yourself, you will have absolutely no idea what you will do. So it's almost like a scary feeling when you're maybe out, you know, with a group of friends and you're drinking. You will have no idea what will happen because you feel like you can't predict your own actions. And then if you do, for example, take an action that hurts you and you're ashamed of, then you're actually creating a belief by this somewhat accidental, bizarre set of behaviors. So it's actually like you're telling yourself who you are with your actions, even though you do not understand those actions at all.
And now you may want to adjust your volume for a brief word from our sponsors.
In other cases, the lack of the connection to yourself actually creates an unbearable anxiety. So it's like you're so afraid of the moment that you're about to mess up because it's so unpredictable that you'll actually drive yourself to break that because it's just so stressful to be in that state of anxiety. And what I mean is, for example, let's say if you have a complete disconnection to your own feelings and your own self awareness. If you're in a really happy relationship and say you're falling in love and you're starting to get close to somebody, the stress and anxiety of not knowing when you're going to mess that up and thinking it's going to happen at any moment will be so unbearable and terrifying and also devastating because you're living out something that makes you happy and yet you're deep down anticipating it being destroyed by you. So that anxiety in itself will drive you to enact something catastrophic, to destroy it, because it's just better than living in that stress. And just like the rest of the cycle, those actions will confirm the beliefs. So you prove to yourself that it's true. In the act of that, for example, you prove to yourself that you are not good in relationships. You're not capable of being a good partner. So it's a really vicious cycle because it reinforces the original shame. So in general, it's just bad people do bad things. I do bad things, therefore I'm bad. So once you understand your particular stage, meaning the conditions that created the decisions you have made, from that point, everything will become clear. Everything else. Whatever needs to be done in your life will be very apparent to you. And then you can go about taking those steps because you will understand why. You will completely understand what created all of these layers to you. And it will be the first time that you will make sense to yourself. And it's a great relief. So the answer is not, I'm just a crappy person. That is not the answer you are going to discover. The answer you will discover will likely be very, very logical and very, very layered. And it will be something you have to pursue on your own for yourself. And the only part you need to focus on right now is just deciding to understand who you are. Deciding that you want to live your life happily, that you want to be intimate, that you want to be relieved of this pain, that you want to have trust in yourself, that you want to let go of holding on to this thing. Because once you do that, you just become bulletproof and you grow with that new knowledge. It's something that you don't have to hold on to, keeping this thing, letting it define you. It's so much worse to hold on to this pain than it is to look at it and then move on. Because it means you get to decide who you want to be. In closing, I just want to say it doesn't have to rule you. You get to choose right now. It's not over. It's not too late. And don't try and jump to the future of the what ifs of whoever else is affected by whatever this thing is. It has nothing to do with anyone else yet. It's just about you. So you don't have to worry. When you get to that point, when something needs to be done, if anything, then you'll do it and you'll have the understanding necessary. But right now, all you have to do is know that whatever pain you're feeling is because you are good. And the pain is coming from a conflict that's inside of you. And it means you hurt yourself by acting against what you believe. And that is proof that you are a good person. And you have the ability to change your life today. So I invite you to decide to live it as a whole person, as your whole and happy original self. And I suggest a journal exercise. So write to yourself about your dream self, your dream life, who you want to be. What kind of life do you want to lead, and what kind of relationships do you want to have? And decide to make a commitment to yourself to understand why. And just start there. Because you get to become exactly who you want to be. And it just starts with that intention and action. So if it's too much, I know that there are a lot of things that when we look at them in our past, it can bring up a whole mess of emotions. So I strongly suggest seeking outside help for things like this, and like therapists or help groups or books at the very least, just research in general. And you'll start to kind of evolve that path as you start on it, and you'll kind of know what it is best for you. But just for today, focus on having the goal. Having that goal to be happy and to be proud and love who you are. And know that it's possible. So I will leave you with that. And I hope this has helped you in some way. And I would also remind you to smile. Thank you.